Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we continue with the series, Oh My God, from The Drunken Cyclist, a blog on WordPress. And here is Oh My God, Part 4, I've Been Robbed. After helping Oh My God scrape himself up off the ground, I did not bother to ask what had happened or if he was okay once he was off the deck, since he quickly remounted his bike and rode the remaining 7 feet to the hotel front door. I put my bike in the garage and headed up to my room. It was about 6:30 at this point, so I had some time to possibly catch the end of the replay of the Tour de France stage before getting ready for dinner. While I really do like bike racing and watching it on TV, most races are only slightly more interesting than watching paint dry. Within minutes, I was asleep. I woke up early, and it was already close to 8, so I went downstairs to see if any of my charges were milling about, waiting to go to dinner. The first night of the trip was a free night, meaning they were free to go anywhere for dinner since they were on their own. But I usually go to dinner with at least a couple people, instead of eating alone. Tonight was different, however. While I would not have minded eating with Grumpy or Mr. Personality, the thought of spending my free night with Oh My God convinced me to skulk out of the lobby as quickly and as stealthily as I could. I made my way across town and had a nice dinner overlooking the Loire River with a lovely bottle of Sancerre all to myself. After a glass of 20-year tawny for dessert, I headed back up to the hotel. Of course, I could not help passing by my favorite bar, and as I did, I heard that distinctive laugh that indicated American. So I went in. Of course, I went in mainly to get my drink on, but also to hopefully smooth things over in the bar. I had been in the bar countless times, and I knew the people who ran it well. I thought it could help calm down the Yanks before they made our international reputation even worse. Sometimes I really think I am an idiot. I completely forgot that I told the Three Musketeers about my favorite bar in town. Surely enough, there they were, at a table just off the bar with Grumpy and Mr. Personality, laughing hysterically as Oh My God looked a little lost, even pathetic. For the first real time, I felt bad for Oh My God. While Grumpy and Mr. Personality were both nice guys, it appeared that they were having a bit of fun at the expense of the third. Yes, he provides limitless fodder for ridicule, but I still felt responsible. Thus, even though I had entered the pub unseen by the trio, and I could have therefore escaped unscathed, I felt the need to join the party. I was all ready to chastise the other two and come to the defense of Oh My God when I plopped down at their table. After a few short minutes, I realized why Grumpy and Mr. Personality were laughing. Oh My God was drunk. The look on his face that I perceived as being victimized was actually the inability to focus on anything. He was completely plastered. Apparently, the three of them went to dinner together, which made me feel bad for ditching them, but only for all of about 7 seconds, where Oh My God drank a single beer while the other two shared a bottle of wine. So how did he get so wasted on one beer? Apparently, he only ordered one beer at dinner because he is a cheap bastard. Mr. Personality's words trying to reaffirm his own moniker. When he got to the bar, though, he ordered another beer and then proceeded to ask just about every other patron in the place, as they got down near the bottom of their glass, if he could drink the rest of their beer. The stunned customers did not really know how to respond, partially, no doubt, since Oh My God was asking in English and all the other people in the joint were French. Oh My God took this moment of inaction as acquiescence and would snatch the beer, chugging the remains before they knew what happened. To my amazement, all of the victims reacted with bewildered laughter. That's the French for you. Avoid all conflict, particularly when someone else is breaking the rules. They also might have thought the guy was a deranged serial killer and did not want to become the next victim, but I did not take a poll. This act continued until he was sufficiently sloshed that he could no longer hone in on his victims. Seeing that Grumpy and Mr. Personality were also well on their way to inebriation, I decided that I needed to escape. Yes, I am a horrible person. I know that. The way I looked at it, though, I was going to have this guy on my trip for 2 weeks, and I needed to pace myself. So I slipped out. Yes, I know where I am going when I die. The next morning, I head down for breakfast. I sit there for about an hour, but none of the three come into the room. I knew that Grumpy and Mr. Personality would be more or less fine. I had given them the route and rundown of the day, and they actually seemed to be paying attention. Nope, not worried about them. I am worried about Oh My God, since I have never known him to miss a free meal. Breakfast was included with the hotel. I decide to go to his room to get him moving, since I did not see him at breakfast. When he answers the door, he is in the same biking gear that he wore to the bar the night before, although he ditched the tights for biking shorts. Today is actually the first day of riding, if you discount the ride from the station that ended rather abruptly. So I decide to cut him some slack. He is not packed, although he appears to have eaten. I know he is not packed, since there is crap everywhere. He had only been in the room for about 10 hours total, but it seems that it might take at least that long to get it back to normal. I figure he had eaten, though, since he still had most of a croissant on his chin and in the folds of his mouth. I realize it is entirely possible that the remnants might be from the meal the previous evening, but there is no time, nor desire, for clarification. Before I can even utter a word, a gasp, a sigh, or ponder the opening paragraph of my resignation letter, he tells me that he has a problem. Now, there's a newsflash. He says that he has been robbed. He can't find his wallet, which contained all of his money and his identification. In my many years as a tour guide, I only really wanted to avoid three things. Having to take a client to the hospital, since more than likely that would involve blood, and I get queasy opening a bottle of ketchup. Having to go to an embassy or consulate to deal with multiple levels of bureaucracy, and dealing with the French gendarme. After receiving this information from Oh My God, I realized that all three were distinct possibilities in the next few hours. We were going to have to go to the gendarme to report a crime, then the Canadian embassy, and lastly, I would have to go to the hospital so they could treat my aneurysm. Oh My God, you have been in this country for exactly 72 hours, and you have already become my worst nightmare in the 6 years I have been leading bike trips. Check that. You are my worst nightmare ever, and I served in the Gulf War. Okay, I did not serve in the Gulf War. In fact, I was never in the military, but I'm trying to underscore the nightmare thing, and I thought it was funny. If you enjoyed this story, please let me know. Thanks so much for listening, and next week we continue with part 5.